This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Alex Jones, the cure to fake news, coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
There is a fire of liberty, a fire of free will that only God can give. And once you are infected with that great fire, there is no turning back. There is no longer any fear, except the fear of not delivering freedom, except the fear of not wrapping your hands around the throat of the globalist and squeezing until their metaphysical eyes pop out of their foreheads. Right now, those eyes are just about to come out. Those eyes are ripe. You're driving me crazy. I'll stop right there. Come on and burn them. It's time to burn them. Let's go ahead and go to this report.
We are taking a stand. This culture of leaking must stop.
Newly anointed Chief of Staff John Kelly contacted beleaguered Attorney General Jeff Sessions to tell him his job was safe after Trump criticized Sessions for ignoring the White House leakers and the DNC's server. Following Kelly's reassurance, President Trump tweeted, "After many years of leaks going on in Washington, it is great to see the AG taking action. For national security, the tougher the better."
First, let me say that I strongly agree with the President and condemn in the strongest terms the staggering number of leaks undermining the ability of our government to protect this country. Just yesterday, we saw reports in the media about conversations the President had with foreign leaders. No one is entitled to surreptitiously fight to advance battles in the media by revealing sensitive government information. In the first 6 months of this administration, the Department of Justice has already received nearly as many criminal referrals involving unauthorized disclosures of classified information as we received in the previous 3 years combined. Criminals who would illegally use their access to our most sensitive information to endanger our national security are, in fact, being investigated and will be prosecuted. Since January, the department has more than tripled the number of active leak investigations compared to the number pending at the end of the last administration. And we've already charged 4 people with unlawfully disclosing classified material or with concealing contacts with federal officers.
I stand here today as their leader to express our grave concern that unauthorized disclosures of classified material and damaging our mission and jeopardizing the safety and security of the American public. In the last several years, the U.S. intelligence community has experienced some of the worst compromises of classified information in our nation's history. Those disclosures have been disseminated to both the media and to our foreign adversaries.
Leftist media's use of White House leakers has become normalized by outlets like the Washington Post, as the National Review reports. The reports read like parody. The Washington Post's in-depth story on the Comey firing was based on the private accounts of more than 30 officials at the White House, the Justice Department, the FBI on Capitol Hill, as well as Trump confidants and other senior Republicans.
These confidential conversations that he had with Mexico and Australia that were just illegally leaked to the Washington Post. There's a lot of Democrats that are disturbed by this because it threatens our national security. Are you disturbed by it?
No, not at all. I am so glad they're telling us what's going on. And
we don't need to hear these conversations. They're confidential. This threatens national security.
I need to hear these conversations. I need to hear...
Backstabbing in D.C. is an unethical constant, as Obama loyalists and those out to save their own necks politically struggle internally while threatening the security of the executive office and the nation. Round up the leakers post-haste. Millions of Americans want to move forward on making America great again. John Bound, reporting for InfoWars.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea.
That's right. Austin is officially a UN sister city program. There's only two U.S. cities that are. It's called Mineralization. The city takes its directives from the UN. And just 8 months ago, the outgoing Loretta Lynch had the Strong Cities Initiative, saying our police departments would be under UN control. And Austin had volunteered to be part of it. Can't make that up. All right. In this second hour, I normally take phone calls, but today we're not going to, because I wanted to read from memos and documents and play interviews that have really gotten no play with some of the people that General McMaster of the National Security Council has fired and said he fired because they wrote memos 3 years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago, pointing out that George Soros and radical leftists were funding and allied with radical Islam, which is a fact. I mean, we've tracked their own statements that they're doing this. And McMaster is saying he's firing anybody who wasn't on a list of Obama supporters. Let me explain. A list got created, Drudge has a link to it, of people that were Obama holdouts and who were anti-Trump. And a list got put around, and so McMaster's using it as a list of anybody not on the fire list is to be fired. And I've been hearing McMaster's been bad for a while, as soon as he got in there back in April, but man, is it documented now? Is it documented now? And it is a feud between Bannon and McMaster. So, overall, Bannon is a brother in the fight against the globalist. And I'll just leave it at that. Now, let's go ahead and plow into what's coming up. You just joined us. We laid out how they tried to stop Trump getting in illegally, how that failed. They had it all ready to deny his electors. Months after I broke it, it was in even the New York Times last week and New York Post and others that he had a martial law plan in the weeks after the election. But they choked. That's right. Obama had a civil emergency plan, quote, martial law, that's in the documents, just type in, Obama had martial law planned after election. He had the FBI tracking, quote, all the anti-Hillary sites and looking at them for arrest. Well, I mean, why not? I mean, they're just going for broke. They've rewritten the rules of succession. Now they got a plan to remove Trump. But what they don't want is the exposure. just type in Obama had troops ready for day after the election. So he had all this ready and signed an executive order to federalize it and take it from Trump. But he choked. A lot of it was because Hillary was so drunk and so drugged out on election night from stress that she was just howling, screaming, and going insane. Remember, couldn't be seen for over a day? And we broke the fact that she was collapsing? And they're just like, she's collapsed. She's completely insane, throwing temper tantrums. No, we're done. The public won't put up with it. Let him get in, claim he's a Russian, remove him later. This is too dangerous. All their AI computers showed it wouldn't work. I mean, you understand, folks, you're not getting my opinion. You are getting the absolute breakdown from all our sources, previously, currently, and also my analysis, which has proven to be devastatingly on target. And I'm not bragging. It's why I'm so hated. But I am an idiot savant when it comes to studying their operations. Or so I'd like to believe. Once you actually start studying it, it becomes crystal clear. Now, they're coming out now saying, I'm nuts, just like I was nuts every other step of the way for saying 2 plus 2 equals 4. Deep State's going to kill the president, Alan Shum's claims, Newsweek. Never showing anything where I show the proof, just like I've just shown you in the last hour all of the proof. They attack me and say, oh, I've changed my mind because they were trying to stop him during the election and during the inauguration. And since, I've been warning the whole time trying to stop it. So they show clips. We'll have time tomorrow or the week they show to play all this. Where, oh, he changed his mind. They were going to steal the nomination, but that didn't work. And then they were going to steal the seating of the delegates, but that didn't work. And then they were going to do it then. Now he says it's happening. Yeah, because we keep beating you. But you were calling for it, and all our listeners remember it, and we have the news articles where you said it and where you did it. I have a skeleton crew on Sunday, but tomorrow we're going to show Newsweek's video report where they say I'm insane, there's no plan to kill the president, overthrow him, COG removing, and then I'm going to show all the places where when I said you were going to do it a few weeks after you admitted it, but then you always, like a villain, reorganize and come back, and then I'm going to show all the different globalists, the Democrats, from Al Gore to Brennan and Clapper, saying exactly what I said and what my guest said months, weeks, and days before. See, why do you think Clapper and Brennan came out and said, yeah, we're getting ready to remove him in the next few months outside of the Constitution? And even Wolf Blitzer was like, what? But the Constitution? I mean, even Blitzer didn't want to be involved in some just outrageous stuff like this. Yes, Wolf, we've got it organized and bipartisan. It's got to be done, Wolf. There it is. Former CIA director calls for coup. So, this is all going on. And they don't want to have a debate about it. But they want to run with stories of me opposing it to the readers to get them used to hearing it. Oh, we're not going to remove him, but look at all these articles about it. Meanwhile, in the policy reports, they're all admitting the plan. So, Savage is right. What are we going to do if they launch it and do kill him? Because we know we can't give up then. I mean, the sky's the limit of what they're going to do. They know they've politically lost everyone. They know there's been a realignment against them. They know people are aware of them. So what are they going to do? They want to shut down free speech, sew things up, use the police state that Brennan and Clapper were over to cement that control over all of us. But as long as we're aware of it and don't care, there's nothing they can do if we all resist them, even politically and economically, we will destroy them. Because in 21st century warfare, in just-in-time delivery and high-tech systems, you stop buying from Amazon, you stop going along with globalist programs, you stop buying big corporate, you stop watching CNN, which you've already done, they're done. See, in an information war, in a cyber war, all of you are powerful bots in that fight, not committing criminal hacking, but simply speaking out against them and removing your support from them and supporting the patriotic Americana Renaissance opposition, i.e. Infowars.com, i.e. DrudgeReport.com, i.e. WorldNet Daily, i.e. Daily Caller, i.e. not Fox News. You watch Fox now. It's all backhanded attacks on the president, sneaky attacks, going along with stuff, just keeping you there as opposition control so they can deep six the country. It's gone other than Sean Hannity and a few other hosts. It's wrecked. and they want to get rid of Hannity because they know the president's so isolated now, the pinhole he's got is Sean Hannity. But we fired up the bat signal, and Hannity's doing the right thing, doing his own research, his own intel. Limbaugh's coming out saying they're shopping the generals to overthrow Trump last week. Martial law, civil war, it doesn't matter because Limbaugh, InfoWars, Hannity, all of us dwarf CNN and Newsweek and all the rest of the King's horses and all the rest of Soros' men. So when we come back, former FBI agent high-level warns McMaster is the enemy camp. Amazing research. Because I was doing all this deep research and then just ran into these folks that had the whole thing. And I know David Horowitz and Front Page are smart, but man, the more research I do, the more I realize they are just on target. The problem is they're focusing only on some areas. I've got knowledge they don't have. They've got knowledge I don't have. We put it together. It's incredible. Wait till I get to that. We're going to let you know one of the guys he purged, all these patriots, all these war heroes, all these top analysts at the Pentagon that helped defeat ISIS and Al-Qaeda. McMaster purges NSC staffer for warning of Islamist leftist nexus. It's a 30-minute interview. It's in Kent Daniels' article on Infowars.com. We're going to air large sections of this interview from a year ago, but he hadn't been seen publicly since. He just got fired last week. Rich Higgins, we're going to play that. We're going to get to so much about how to defeat these people because, again, exposing their program, exposing it before they launch it, destroys it on the launch pad.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite establishment is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is finally back at the InfoWars store. You can get 25% off the regular price for a limited time only at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The war was lost. The treaty signed. The was not cut across the line. I was not caught, though many tried. I live among you, well disguised.
But now that we admit that we were taken over by globalists and fraudulent treaties signed, we now have a president who's reversing all that, and we've drawn the enemy out.
The stories.
They're out in the open trying to defeat nationalism and prosperity. They're openly rooting against the stock market, new jobs, and factories coming home. As huge announcements are Toyota and Mitsubishi and South Korean companies, over 1,000 companies, every day new announcements. And they're desperately trying to shut it down. John Gondola was a former high-level FBI agent, and he runs Understanding the Threat. And here he is on syndicated television breaking down McMaster. Then I'm going to get into the interview with one of the people fired this week at the National Security Council, who wrote a powerful memo before he was even in the Trump administration about the left and its alliance with radical Islam. And then the WikiLeaks came out confirming all of it. The plan of Soros to overthrow Israel and put radical Muslims in charge. Even Saudi Arabia isn't supporting that on paper because they know it'll destabilize their nation. Say what you want about Israel. It's not just pro-Israel, anti-Israel. There's different factions. And the same factions that want our guns, that want to bankrupt our borders, that want world government, that want poor third world populations to control, they're the ones that support the destruction of Israel. So this is, you read these documents, this stuff gets deep. This is not the stuff you see on CNN or even Fox. This is the real world, folks. And it's really coming down to the line. But demographically, the big mega banks have allied with radical Islam, which controls Islam. And I feel sorry for people in Islam because they're totally enslaved. And the dominant force of Islam, whether it was always like that or it's like that now, doesn't matter. Radical Islam runs Islam today and is the orthodoxy. And then coming up, McMaster purges NSC staffer for warning of Islamist's leftist threat. Rich Higgins, a top official of the National Security Council, high-level Pentagon and analyst, was fired last month after arguing in a memo that President Trump was under sustained attack. Now, he'd said this during the campaign, by the way. He said America was from subversive forces both within and outside the government who are deploying malice tactics to defeat President Trump's national agenda. Higgins, seen as an ally of the White House chief strategist Steve Bannon, had only served on the council for a couple months. And they're getting rid of all these people. And they're putting in people like Ms. Habib. Yes, most of the folks being replaced are Islamic and are openly Islamic and say on their Facebook, I want to help America understand Islam and accept that Sharia law is constitutional. If they tell you they're going to put your three-year-old daughter in a burqa when she walks around the street. I mean, BBC saying women wear burqas. That's coming up. I mean, let's go ahead and go to this former senior FBI agent breaking this down on the Glazov gang. Here it is.
John, really, really troubling developments. This national security advisor, McMaster, I mean, he just got rid of a hero, such a smart, wise man that wrote a memo that was just telling it like it is. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, well, first of all, I'd like to just preview when we talk about the national security advisor of the president, General McMaster, we're talking about an individual who, when discussing the jihadi threat, the terrorist threat, says that they use an irreligious view of religion, a made-up or extreme view of religion. He won't even use the word Islam to perpetrate violence. And that's the first piece. So he clearly not only doesn't understand the threat, he's putting forth a narrative that's untrue. Now, the reason that this is such, the firing of Richard Higgins is so significant, is because Richard Higgins is the one guy inside the national security apparatus that has the deepest understanding of the Islamic threat, how they are working directly with the hard left Marxists, and how inside the government this is actually unfolding and how it's actually working. And he was trying to, in as clear a language as he could, articulate that threat, because this is, in my opinion, and clearly in his opinion, this is the game. This is the ball game. They are trying to rip apart the people inside the National Security Council who understand this marriage, what we call the red-green axis, hard-left Marxist, red, the Islamists, the jihadis, the green, how they're working together. And Rich Higgins isn't the first guy, but he, in my opinion, is the most important guy that's been fired. And I believe this is the most telling firing that we have seen in this administration. And I believe it puts McMaster, earlier understanding the threat has said he's unfit for duty. In my opinion, he is now standing in the enemy camp because he is refusing to fire people from the Obama administration who are clearly statists, and in many cases, in my opinion, Marxists, who are pushing for an agenda that is counter to the facts and is counter to the national security of the United States.
And I spent, I'm almost ashamed, probably 8 hours, 4 hours in one stint. The kids went to bed another 4 or 5 hours. I didn't just read what Front Page Magazine's saying and understand the threat, which is all 100% on target. I was blown away. I went and actually read the papers, watched the clips, read the things of McMaster, all the rest of them. It's worse than they're saying. I hear like 5 years ago when he was first getting into the CIA and the rest of it that Brennan was a Wahhabist. And then I learned it was all true. He went to Saudi Arabia, lived there 12 years, converted to Islam, made this deal with Obama to back radical Islam to take over the Middle East, overthrow our allies. And you're just like, whoa. But we come back because they fired dozens of people. You can't even keep track of it, but I went into like all 18 people that have been fired the last 3 weeks. It's a bunch of them high level. I went and looked at all of them yesterday until I got a headache doing this. And that's the problem. Now I'm here on air with all this research. I mean, how do I even cover this? But I'm going to try. We're going to read from the parts of the memo that are not classified. Because he wrote a memo 3 years ago. He wrote one a year ago during the campaign. There's another one that he got fired for that was to the president. And we've confirmed. They say, don't go to Drudge. Don't go to InfoWars. Don't go to Breitbart. While Bannon, the former head of Breitbart's right there. And again, Trump's overwhelmed. They're trying to isolate him. I don't know if it's good that Kelly's in there saying, you know, we're going to find the leakers, sir. First they do the leaks to make him get isolated. And then now he's isolated and he can't see any of this material. But I don't have any evidence Kelly's bad yet, so we'll. And he looks super sincere in the press conferences with Trump and his body language. I mean, it looks very. If he is being false sincere, he's a very good fooler. So my gut tells me he's being sincere. But McMaster has just raged. You know, little pee-pee syndrome the whole time. Just, you know, wants to take over, thinks Trump's an idiot. And it's confirmed. He talks trash about Trump to the media, a big leaker. He gets off of them patting him on the head. Here's some more alcohol, General. But when we come back, you're going to get big excerpts of the Higgins memo that got him fired. You talk about powerful. And then we're going to play some of the only interview with Higgins straight ahead. Stay with us. InfoWars.com. Spread that link.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this." Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Relentlessly attacking the power structure. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Seen this. I don't want to blindside you with this. This is the latest
statement, latest tweet, as you were just saying, President-elect's latest yeah. unsolicited pronouncement on the intelligence community. This was his tweet just a little while ago tonight. You see the scare quotes there. The yeah. intelligence briefing yeah. on so-called Russian hacking was delayed until Friday. Perhaps more time needed to build a case. Very strange. We're actually told, intelligence sources tell NBC News since this tweet has been posted, that actually this intelligence briefing for the president-elect was always planned for Friday. It hasn't been delayed. But he's taking these shots, this antagonism, yep. is taunting to the intelligence community.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
What do you think the intelligence community would do if they were motivated?
I don't know,
to?
But I, from what I'm told, they are very upset with how he has treated them and talked about them. And we need the intelligence community. We don't know what's going on. Look at the Russian hacking.
Oh, yeah.
Without the
Russians.
Intelligence community, we wouldn't have discovered it.
Yeah, as if the intelligence community is represented by Chuckie Schumer. The globalists, the blue bloods on top, though, we know that they represent the big banks. As if the American people's election didn't matter. It's all the poor little intelligence community. Let's feed them with a little silver spoon and wipe their bottoms and tuck them in at night because they're little babies and we all work for them. Just like the folks work for the intelligence community and a bunch of other clowns in North Korea or Venezuela. So they're preparing this coup. They're saying they're preparing it. Story by Kit Daniels is up on Infowars.com. I had him reposted at the top. Top story this weekend, political news. The plan for civil war, the plan to kill Trump, they're all admitting it. They hope you don't go read the story where it has them on video preparing it. You say, well, why are they public if they don't want it known? They want to communicate it to their people and their demographics. They want to act confident in a few news areas to show people in government, see, we're going to kill him. Everybody's on board. See, Brennan went on the Aspen Institute and said, we're going to remove him. And see, Al Gore said it on the Late Late Show. Everybody's behind it. So, sign your own death warrant. Get on board. Trump's on his way out. Why, look, the Republicans are turning against him. His poll numbers are down. All the same crap you heard during the election. But right now, let's go ahead and get to the Higgins memo at the National Security Council that he was fired for a week ago that they don't want you to see, that's kicked off his latest spat. I'm going to actually play some of an interview the Daily Caller did a year ago with him. But let's read some of this because it's so powerful. Excerpts from the Higgins memo, top level advisor, strategist, respected at the Pentagon. Excerpts from Higgins memo. You may have heard this before because it's what's happening. Through the campaign, candidate Trump taps into a deep vein of concern among many citizens that America is at risk of slipping away. Globalists and Islamists recognize that for their visions to succeed, America, both as an idea and as a national political identity, must be destroyed. Islamists ally with cultural Marxists because, as far back as the 1980s, they properly assessed that the left has a strong chance of reducing Western civilization to its benefit. Having co-opted postmodern narratives as critical points, Islamists will co-opt the movement in its entirety at some point in the future. Note, communists take over a Russian revolution against the czars, North Vietnamese against the South, Maoists against the democratic forces, against the Chinese dynasty. Political warfare attacks a primer. As used here, political warfare does not concern activists associated with the American political process, but rather exclusively refers to political warfare as understood by the Maoist insurgency model. Political warfare is one of the five components of the Maoist insurgency. Maoist methodologies are described to synchronize the violence and nonviolent actions. This approach envisions the direct use of nonviolent operations, artists, and tactics as elements of the combat power and modest insurgencies in the Maoist system. The formation of a counter-state, this is the key right here, listen carefully. They're already forming the counter-state, but don't want you to debate it or discuss it before it fully launches. They don't want it killed in the nest, in the womb,
or before Launchpad launch. Our entire operation could be called Kill Launchpad. I'm sorry, that's not for the memo, excuse me. This approach envisions the direct use of nonviolent operations, arts, and tactics as elements of combat power and Maoist insurgencies. The formation of a counter-state. How many times have I told you this attack profile from my own research is Maoist? I'm sorry, it's just, this guy is so on. Excuse me, let me continue. This approach envisions the direct use of nonviolent operations, artists, and tactics as elements of combat power in Maoist insurgencies. The formation of a counter-state is essential to seizing state power. See, we are forming the own American resistance state against them. We can't just trust us seizing control of the state. We have a limited we have to form our own state in case we fail this level and it goes to full-on revolution or civil war. Then the real muscular fight begins, which we will win, but will be painful. But we have to fight it as savagely as we fought the information war. And it has to be directed and serious and focused and pointed at the head. Which isn't much of a head, I understand. Functioning as a hostile compete stance, acting within a existing state, it has a alternative infrastructure. Political warfare operation is one of the activities of the counterstate. Political warfare uses nonviolent methods such as participation that undermines the morals or offers to engage in discussions as an adjunct to violence. So they go out and kill a bunch of cops and say, oh, we'll federalize the cops, and then we'll call off the heat from the Soros mobs and stop killing you if you go under Homeland Security control. I mean, it's so transparent. They even say, we're going to kill cops till they sign on to world government and arrest Alex Jones. It's like, you think they're going to stop once you butt-lick them? Excuse me, I can't handle it anymore. Political warfare methods can be implemented as strategic operations or tactical levels of operation. It's 100% documented. I love reading truth. Political warfare is warfare. Strategic information campaigns designed to delegitimize through disinformation arise out of nonviolent lines of effort in political warfare regimes. They run on multiple lines of operation, support the larger nonviolent line of effort, are coordinated with violent lines of effort, and execute political warfare agenda promoting cultural Marxist outcomes. Saul Alinsky is the ballgame. I added that. They primarily operate through narratives because the left is aligned with Islamist organizations as local, national, international levels recognize should be given, or recognition should be given to the fact that they seamlessly incorporate through coordinated, synchronized, interactive narratives. These attacks narratives are passive, full spectrum, and institutionalized at all levels. They operate in social media, television, 24/7 news cycles, and all media are entrenched at the upper level of bureaucracies. Political warfare has been described as propaganda through battle dress. Now, what's amazing is this. The strength of the enemy is that it's so centralized and monolithic. Its weakness is also that. I mean, you walk into any college course, it isn't even on political science. It's anti-American, anti-Christ, anti-white, anti-free market, anti-anything. I mean, you go in there, it is wreck these people, turn them into desperate jellyfish, so they're so desperate they won't want free market and it'll join with our program. But because it's so centralized, you walk into any other structures, it's the same code. So it's not hard to sabotage and destroy it by simply reaching out to the lemmings that have been programmed to follow it and explaining they're slaves. Most people activate immediately with actual human love and the instant recognition that you're alive and join the HUMET operation against the AI system that this is. And I'm not going to even get into that because it's unbelievable. We're in the war for human survival right now against AI and against the satanic forces that control the AI system. I'm your humble servant, Alex Jones. Transmission continues straight ahead with the exclusive interview.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that this is a free will universe, and I realize that metaphysically, we are here giving you this data because God loves you. And I am just a humble messenger. If you don't respond to this information and take action, we're going to lose. But I'll tell you what makes me want to just lock myself in a high tower or a low tower or a basement and work on this information is because everything we're doing is devastating the enemy. And just from a humble position, it makes me think maybe this all is a simulation, like Super Deluxe says. Because it's like, I say stuff and then it's in the news a day later and it's affecting, and we're beating them. But it just shows what consciousness is. And it's such a blessing. The internet was created not to survive nuclear war. It's been declassified 3 years ago. Well, I was already told by my sources at the NSA. and other agencies years ago was that it was meant to create data points to predict possible futures to then add stimuli to control possible futures. So they understood the future. They took control of the future. That's why Obama had that campaign slogan, controlling the future, or being the future. We're involved in some epic things right now. And we're being given a choice, because I've done an analysis. If Trump was going sideways, for my business, it'd be better to ride the fence and attack Democrats and him. Like everybody else does, I'm not doing that. This is not a business. They can line me up and say, you know, support the New World Order, we're going to pull the trigger. I'd say, pull the damn trigger. Because my consciousness, my identity, being truthful, is all I've got. And it doesn't mean I don't make mistakes. Doesn't mean I don't get things wrong. It doesn't mean that I don't have my own problems, but I'm not out to get you. And Trump's not out to get you. And I can't believe how much he's done and the way they spin it and act like he's done bad things and the way that the research I did on McMaster and all the patriots, all the people he's kicked out and the Islamic payroll he's on. And it's not about some fight over a power structure in the White House. It's just a measure of where we're at as a society and a culture. But here's 5 or 6 minutes of an interview. The full thing's on InfoWars.com. It's been added to the Big Kit Daniels article that's gone viral thanks to DrudgeReport.com. It's so important that I've added to the front page of InfoWars again for Friday. And that's the whole preparation for martial law, civil war, and Mike Savage's response to that. But here is Rich Higgins, Patriot, Pentagon, exposing the program. This is him a year ago, right after the nightclub pulse shooting, breaking down this wedding between globalism and Islam. Here it is.
The day of the Orlando attacks at the Pulse nightclub, my sister-in-law, who's from Florida originally, called me up. She had friends who had hung out there in years previously. And for the second time, she now lives in Boston. For the second time, she had been touched by terrorism directly, where the Boston Marathon bombing, you know, she had been proximate to it at the time the bombing took place. She wasn't actually affected by it, but, you know, it was just close to home. And then for her to see the second, and she called me up and she asked me, Rich, are you doing everything you can do? Do people really understand this? And I guess with a little bit of self-reflection and introspection, I recognize that, you know, I do have a unique vantage point from the positions I've occupied in the past and my skill baseline to go forward and hopefully provide for the public and really our policymakers and our politicians an alternative approach.
So why are you coming forward now to talk about this, and why do you care?
2016, from the enemy strategic vantage point, is a pivot year. What we've seen in San Bernardino and Orlando, just this morning, the statistics, in 2016, 1,200 people have been killed outside of Iraq and Syria by operations ISIS is conducting. We're going to continue to see the growth in their kinetic attacks. And I think our fixation on the kinetic attacks draws us away from the strategic perspective we actually have to this, understanding there's a political apparatus behind what's actually transpiring in the world. Because of the death, because of the carnage, because of the media coverage associated with it, therewith, it draws us to fixate on particular points that may or may not lead us to the correct strategic conclusions. And I think it's really important to come forward with folks who understand political warfare, who understand the impetus behind these attacks, the ideological drivers, the political drivers, the social drivers, to aptly formulate policy solutions and strategy solutions. Where we've lost this war is where we've failed to actually develop a strategy. And I think 15 years into the war, with the political space created by the election, it's time to at least have the discussion, to take that operational pause and relook at what we're doing, because what we have been doing is just not working. Political warfare is nonviolent and violent actions operating in synthesis. So the terror attack is done for the purpose of making you afraid.
Hit pause. And when you are afraid, so important, but back it up. Again, it's totally true. It's good cop, bad cop. And again, I should say Islam, its ideology is horrible. No one will adopt it. But the globalists are force feeding it. The deal has been made. So again, they attack us. Then, oh, we ban serving pork in Europe in schoolrooms. Oh, we ban new synagogues in Australia. This happened this week. And you say, well, I don't care about Jews. Okay, well, then they're going to ban your freedom, too. Everything must bow to Islam because it's the backward authoritarianism that the globalists can then direct however they want. It's the zombie horde. Europe never let the Muslims in because they always tried to overthrow it. It's a fact. Let's go back to the guy fired by McMaster for writing a memo that is total truth. That's why he's been fired. Here it is.
Political warfare is nonviolent and violent actions operating in synthesis. So the terror attack is done for the purpose of making you afraid. And when you are afraid, you are controlled. You can be controlled. You're willing to give away your own freedoms. You're willing to give away your own rights.
Hey, pause again. Back it up again. This guy's so smart. He gets that Islam is paying off the left. I mean, spending trillions. I mean, they've been amassing money for 1,000 years to do this. They could never beat us. They're pissed. Every generation says they'll do it. And now they're paying off to do this. It's just incredible. It's amazing that this is the big launch. This is the big move. And the McMasters and the Brennans of the world get openly bought off by this. Because they're thinking, oh, it's generations off. We're going to fall to Islam because they're little sociopaths or psychopaths. No, it's now. It's happening now. That's what you have to understand. This has been planned out forever. This is the whole will of it. We've lost our will as the West. Now they're putting this will in. It's not that we don't do some hard things and some sad things, but the thing is we have to have our will again or we'll be overwritten by this abomination. Keep going.
So political warfare has to be understood, and the goal of the attack in Orlando was not the death of those Americans or the wounding of those Americans. The goal of the attack on Orlando is to put fear into Americans so that you would be willing to give up some of your rights, so that you might be able to accept limits on free speech, so that you might be willing to limit guns.
Which is Islam.
Again, it's not by accident that those things are targeted. The left, again, enabling. I see the left is almost enabling the enemy in these situations.
They're not enabling, they're worshiping.
But they had the secondary purpose there of, you know, the political protection. Not everything in the war on terrorism is kinetic. We fixed
it. Pause. I said this year. The terror attack is the cover for the cultural takeover. It's the culture of Islam. Little girls wearing beekeeper suits. But no one allowed to have an identity, being total sex slaves. All of this, exactly. The terror is the cover in the Overton window. They go, oh, that's the extreme of it. Just accept us telling you how to live or what to do, or you can't have pork in public schools. See, us suicide bombing is just meant to make you appease and try to be nice. But the real mission is straight on. Because Islam is its own cult, its own enslavement system. Well, let's finish up.
Our affinity for guns and Westerns, and you know, we appreciate that culturally. So when we think about the enemy in the war on terrorism, we think about the guy carrying the AK-47.
Exactly.
Or we're thinking about the guy carrying the suicide bomber.
The physical attack is the diversion.
Think about the subversive who is working at a school that is revising texts or curriculum informing future U.S. government leaders. And it's getting people to understand this threat at the
end. That's why they removed him. They removed a bunch of people like him that get it, that Flynn put in. And now you understand why they hated Flynn. I'll be back tomorrow. I'm going to air the whole 30-minute interview tomorrow on the weekday transmission. Please pray for us. Please pray for yourself, this country, the world, for President Trump, because this is the battle for the soul of America. They've almost killed the country, folks. They've almost killed. Myco ZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something this good. Take 30% off of Myco ZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. Myco ZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast. yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.